I don't often like to get emotional or nostalgic or reminiscent on a heck no. I'm schmaltzy. I'm putty in the hands of people and what they mean to you and also to your career. After more than two decades, Regan Thaw leaves Eyewitness News and the broader Cape Talk and Prime Media ecosystem. In 2004, when I started as a cub journalist in the Eyewitness News newsroom, we were still based in Bree Street. We had these what are now antiquated systems of what we call in the industry taking people in. Regan worked in Johannesburg. I worked in Cape Town. And the first time I took someone in, that is to record their voice report, that 30, 40 second voice report. Regan Thaw was the very first person that I took in, very first person that I got to test the systems with. Like a sailor, he swore, he scowled, he grumbled, but at the same time, what an honor and a privilege to have worked with a man for and known someone who I've known from the very first day of my career in journalism. And it's with a very heavy heart, and sorry to get you all schmaltzy and emotional today, Regan, but we say goodbye to you at Cape Talk and Prime Media and EWN today.
That scowling, all that swearing, that was my actual voice report. I was probably reporting on something to do with some terrible thing that had happened somewhere in the world or country, right?
That's right.
Can you remember?
You were always, and when I got to meet you, you were always in, I think it was All-Stars, blue jeans, and a tight white t-shirt. And that is how you roamed then in Joburg, as you covered from protest to crime scene to xenophobic violence in 2007-2008. And you did the same when you moved to Cape Town. Did I take you around the first time when you moved to Cape Town?
The first day I got into the Cape Town newsroom, Cape Town studios, you were the person that Janine Willemans, our then editor, said, tag along with him, learn the lay of the land, learn the lay of Cape Town. And you took me to, I forget, it was a courtroom, definitely. It could have been the Khayelitsha District Court. Mm. It could have been, Khayelitsha Regional Court or Blue Downs Magistrate Court. But I remember you took me there, and I sat there wondering, why am I being babysat? But I kept it to myself, and of course the scar on my face probably told a different story.
Yeah.
But then you did something so Cape Townian and so Leicester. You took me to the place in Athlone, Golden Platter.
Golden Dish.
Golden Dish. Golden Platter, Golden Something.
Was it the Gatsby?
You did. And I looked at this monstrosity, and you sort of try to explain to me this is a Cape Town thing. I get it now, having lived in Cape Town for 14 years. I get it now. But at the time, telling a Joburger, a Gautenger, that this is the delicacy of Cape Town, I was like, shame, guys.
Regan, how many years has it been with EWN?
21 years.
Wow.
Started in 2001. I hope my maths is correct. And yeah, here we are.
Regan, you are a great person to learn from as a cub myself. I promise you. When I chaperoned you around the Dodge streets of Cape Town, not a smidgen of paternalism, because I know I got to learn a lot from you. Wherever it is you go from this, keep that scowl, keep that grumble, keep that Reganness. I really, really appreciate it, and I will miss it.
It's ingrained and etched and permanently on my face. But I just want to say thank you to you. I mean, to watch where you've gone in your career, and yeah, you've come back home in a sense. And it's been an honor, and it's been an honor to work with everybody. I look to Sharmila. There she is. And everybody, Johannes as well, has also been here a good few thousand years. Mm. And Waleed and Amy and all the rest and all my colleagues, past and present. Thank you. Thank you for dealing with me. Thank you for abiding this, and thank you for tolerating all this. I know it's a bit much, but I've learned so much. It's been fantastic, and I'm so grateful for all the experience, all the people, all the faces. It's been marvelous.
No matter what people say, you're an easy person to love, and we will miss you. Regan Thaw, final day here in the corridors of Prime Media in Cape Town, says goodbye, hangs up his microphone and his headphone for the last time in 21 years as part of Eyewitness News, Cape Talk and Prime Media. Wherever you go, Regan, we will miss you. We will miss your sarcastic quips And of course, we will miss you being patient with us when we are late for Eyewitness News. Regan Thor.